This is The Record on KUOW. Today, a federal judge in Spokane is hearing arguments that will decide how people in Yakima elect their city council members. Last month, the court ruled that Yakima can no longer have all of its city council members elected at large because this disenfranchises the city's Latino minority. There has never been a Latino elected to the Yakima City Council, even though the city is 40% Latino. Well, now Yakima has proposed a way to change how council members are elected. Their plan would establish 5 district city council seats and 2 at-large seats. But the American Civil Liberties Union says that's not good enough. They want to have all 7 city council districts. Paul Apostolides is a professor of political science at Whitman College in Walla Walla, Washington. He says the system in Yakima has not been working.
If you have a pattern that's called racially polarized voting, where you have the white voters voting for white candidates, and you have the non-white voters voting for the non-white candidates. So in any election where there's a white and a non-white candidate running against each other, it just is kind of logical mathematically that the non-white population, if they're in a numerical minority, are always going to lose in an at-large system. When you put that together with a historical experience of there having been very few Latinos elected to any public offices, and as you pointed out, none ever elected to the Yakima City Council, this has a further depressing effect on minority turnout and on minority hopes that some kind of change will actually be possible.
What are the mechanics here? Why are district city elections more advantageous to minority candidates, and why might that work that way in Yakima?
When you go to vote, you vote for someone who's a representative not just of the whole city, but of your particular neighborhood in the city. And since populations tend to be clustered, not always, but tend to be clustered in terms of race and ethnicity, this makes it possible to design voting districts such that there's a majority of the minority population in at least one or two of the districts that would come into play. There are clear benefits to be had from changing electoral rules to increase minority participation in local government and minority representation. And that's what changing to district elections does. I mean, what the research shows is that when you make that kind of change, the first thing that happens is it becomes more possible and more likely that minority candidates will get elected, especially in elections where they're running against a non-minority candidate. That has a number of positive consequences. It increases the pipeline of candidates who could potentially run for higher offices. So as many have noted, there's also a very low rate of minority participation and representation in U.S. congressional elections and in the Washington state legislature. You need a pipeline. And the way that you get a pipeline that enables new candidates to traverse that flow into the higher offices is by having more success in the local government elections like city council.
If there is a large Latino population, but many of them can't vote because they're not citizens, could that be one of the reasons why there are not Latino members of council elected there?
That certainly plays into it, but it's also indisputable that of the Latinos who are citizens and who are able to vote, they're just not participating in elections to the same degree. And also the Latino candidates who do run just are not getting elected.
I've spoken to people in Yakima about this apparent disparity. One thing I was told is that they just don't run good candidates.
I find that hard to believe. I mean, there are a couple of instances in recent history. For example, if you look at the Supreme Court race involving Steve Gonzalez, I mean, there's a prime example of the fact that you've had a wonderful candidate who was running, who was ultimately elected, but who did not get a large portion of the vote against a clearly inferior candidate. That's just an illustration of the fact that unfortunately racially polarized voting exists today. If you don't have Latino participation in those other kinds of local government offices, you're closing off a very fertile source for, further gains down the road.
I'm speaking with Paul Apostolides. He's a political science professor at Whitman College in Walla Walla, Washington. What's at stake in the court case today? It looks as though Yakima has made a nod toward district elections. They're setting up 5 council members by district, 2 at large. The ACLU says all of the council members should be elected by district. What's at stake here?
Oh, I think there's a great deal at stake. So on level, it's just simply a matter of basic fairness that this community should have higher rates of representation, period. In terms of communities of color, the research in political science shows that when you increase minority representation in local government, public policy that comes out of local government bodies better serves communities of color. The other thing that I think too often goes unstated is what's in it for society as a whole? What's in it for the rest of the people who don't belong to that particular minority? Is it simply a win and loss situation or a zero-sum game? I happen to believe that that's just not the case, that we are all in worse shape if we live in a society where a large portion of people are just not included in our basic processes for determining how we live together, how we educate our children, how we provide for our needs with health care and roads and a healthy economy and all the rest, than if we are all talking to one another about what the joint priorities should be.
Why does the Yakima plan, though, with 5 council members elected by district and 2 at large, so much inferior to the ACLU suggestion that all members be elected by district?
You just have to look at the research. It's good that there is a plan to increase district elections, but the research basically shows that it just simply doesn't work if you go half the way, or even if you go two-thirds of the way. You have to have an all-districted election system for minority representation to increase significantly in local government and for us to reap the benefits that I've been talking about.
If elections for city council in Yakima are by district, will those districts that have a large white population, will those representatives be less inclined to pay attention to Latino issues?
See, I think not. And the reason why is that if you actually have representation on the city council that is more racially inclusive, then the representatives from all the districts will be forced to work together by the logic of the system. And so those individuals, in turn, will have to take more seriously the concerns of Latinos who are on the city council and go back to their own constituents in those majority white districts and say, hey, this is on the table. We need to talk about this. We need to work with the folks over in this other part of town, rather than pretending like the folks on the other part of town don't exist.
Bottom line here, are white people in Washington racist and they're not voting for Latino candidates because they're Latino candidates?
You know, I think it is absolutely crucial to change the way you pose that question, because people often look at racism these days especially as a matter of individual prejudice. And sure, individual prejudices are part of racism, but if we want to have an intelligent conversation about racism and we actually want to change the way things turn out in this society for people of color, you have to talk about institutions and how is it that institutions function in systematic ways that leave people out. Why is it that the Latino population is so underinsured in terms of health insurance coverage in the state of Washington? That's racism. It's not like some insurance provider is sitting there saying, hey, I don't want any of these people of color to get health insurance. We're not talking about people's personal character. It's the way the system operates. And so if you're not doing something, if we as a society aren't doing something to try to change the way those processes work, then we're just perpetuating a system that is racist. And that's really the perspective that you have to take when you look at the electoral system as well.
That's Paul Apostolides, a professor of political science at Whitman College. That hearing taking place today in Spokane. We reached out to the Yakima City Council, but the lawyer there did not return our calls asking for a comment. This is The Record on KUOW.